I thought we played physical and heavy-handed in all three phases. It's nice to come out here and get a win. We'll open it up.
Can you smile now?
I am.
That smiling?
I bet. I mean, what does this mean to get this, you know, get this first win and kind of move past?
It's 1-16. You know, we felt like we had a good plan coming in. They're a tremendous, tremendous football team in all three phases. Give credit to the players. They came out. They executed the plan at a high level. We knew it wasn't going to be a real pretty football game, but that's our style, and that's how we feel like we have to win. Physical, heavy-handed. There were a lot of messes on the field, and I liked it.
Ben, what was the thought process in with the play calling, Mike? And was that something you've been thinking about?
Yeah, it's more. You know, I need to do what's best for the team, just like we asked the players, just like we asked the coaches. And I thought the team needed me. The whole locker room needed me this week. I needed to be at my best for these players and coaches this week.
What did you think you were able to get from it by having that, by not having to do that?
I was able to give all of myself to the men in that locker room in there.
Will that continue, Ben? Since it worked obviously this week, and is that something you plan to keep doing?
We'll revisit it moving forward, but it looks like a pretty good plan.
Ben, when you talked Friday, the idea of how, you know, nobody giving you a chance in hell and can't score without 13, that was the message you gave publicly. Was that the same message you gave to your guys in the locker room?
Yeah, we talked about it on Tuesday morning in our team meeting. We talked about it all week long. Revisited it last night, and we talked about, our record wasn't good, but that doesn't mean we're a bad football team. We're a good football team. We just need to find paths to victory. We found one tonight. Now we have to start stacking them.
You talk a little bit about Orleans and the game he had, and just in general the running game.
Yeah, he's a natural back. He knows where to run. He has those type of instincts. He runs heavy behind his pads, and it was nice to see him cash in really for the second week in a row.
How much of a relief was that, for lack of a better word, when he broke that off the goal line there that late? I mean, that was probably...
That was a big play in the ball game. It's tough to, against their defense, it's tough to run the ball. They're giving up about 50 yards a game, let alone when your back's against the goal line in one of those noisy end zones. So it was tough. Give credit to the line. You know, they got some nice push in there, and he found a crease. He accelerated the crease. That's the difference.
Coach, can you give us a little bit of a description of what your game plan with Ingram was? Because he made a number of big plays and key moments during the game.
Yeah, he's a rookie, but, you know, we can't continue to treat him like a rookie. He's a guy that's going to have to make plays for us and be a big part of our offense moving forward, even though he is a rookie. He's a talented young man. He has a lot of details in the game that he has to improve, and he will improve moving forward. But, you know, he's talented, and we're gonna put him in position to have an opportunity to make plays.
How did you limit Von Miller? What was the plan to try to slow him down?
You know, again, we ran the ball a lot. You know, that helps. Third down, we had to pick our shots. We knew it was going to be a messy, disjointed day with the way they play defense, and we asked our big guys just to come out and, you know, fight and punch and. You know, you're going to win some, you're going to lose some, but that's not going to be the difference in the game. You just have to keep on fighting and be the best team at the end with the way we fight.
But you have to be pleased with what Justin gave you at right tackle.
Yeah, he went out and he battled his tail off.
Is that going to be a permanent move, you think, going forward? He'll stay right?
Again, you know, always and forever don't exist in this business.
What went into that decision? Why did you want him to put him at right tackle?
I wanted to play him at right tackle.
Coach.
Was it a Bobby? Did you want him in for Bobby, or did you want him in to face Von Miller? What was the?
I wanted to play Justin at right tackle. Thought he gave us a great chance to win the game.
Coach, we all knew that you guys were shorthanded with wide receivers. Can you give us your?
We had four dressed.
With your view of how Eli went into today's game and how he ran this style of offense today.
Yeah, Eli played the way we asked him to play, and it gave us a chance to win the game.
Ben, when did you decide to make the decision on the play calling?
It was beginning of the week.
Was it your decision? Was it something that other people?
It's my decision.
Did anybody, did you throw by anybody to sort of?
It's my decision.
Anything else?
You're going to say you're going to revisit the DRC situation beginning of this week. I mean, do you anticipate he'll be back when you guys return to work?
We'll talk about that when we revisit the situation.
When is he planning on coming to meet with you, Ben? Do you have a date set yet?
No. Nothing set in stone yet.